Please welcome Mayor Mitch Panchuk to the show. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Lauren.
The word I'm hearing most with this is democracy. And has the City of Belleville Council put democracy aside to put in who essentially you want as a councillor?
Yeah, well, you know, Lauren, I'll start off by just saying that I know this is a very, people have very strong feelings on this. We had strong opinions we heard all through since the sudden death of Pat Culhane on this. And certainly I knew that not everyone, we couldn't possibly make everyone happy on this. If we, regardless of what decisions we made, there would be some controversy on it. And, you know, I guess that's just the way it goes, particularly in a COVID year. So to give a little bit of background, Belleville City Council under the Municipal Act had two choices that we could take with respect to filling a vacant council seat. To fill them, we could have called a special election, or other people call it a by-election, but we could have had a special election, or we could have appointed people. And the Municipal Act is clear. It has, you know, it says that it can be anyone. You know, clearly 16 years ago or 15 years ago in Belleville's case, there was a process. There's been a tradition of appointing the runner-up, an unsuccessful candidate. But just to be clear, the Municipal Act does not recommend for or against a traditional candidate. But the Ministry of Municipal Affairs does have policies and recommendations for what council should do when they consider an appointment. So with that, on Monday when we met, we received a report from the city clerk, which outlined our options. We then made a decision that we wanted to proceed with an appointment rather than a special election. And then, you know, we made a decision on the runner-up, whether or not we wanted to see that person fill the role. And Belleville City Council as a whole chose not to to select Tyler Alsap. And so then the question becomes, what happens after that?
But
we can go back to it. But that's what we're now dealing with, is what's the process afterwards.
Okay.
I caught a little bit of the show yesterday, Lauren, and I understand that people feel really strongly about this. And, you know, if you remember 10 years ago, probably next month, it'll be 10 years where I had been unsuccessful in a campaign in 2010. And in 2011, I was left off all City of Belleville committees. And I remember, you know, that was one of the first times I was on your show, and we spoke about it, and I probably should have waited before I spoke. My emotions were high. I was disappointed and frustrated, and I look back now, and it wasn't probably a wise time for me to come on your show. But I continued to stay involved. I went on to become president of the Belleville Chamber of Commerce. I got involved in other organizations in support of my community. But I understand that people are frustrated, and so hopefully, people will, they may not like the decision, but we're just trying to make sure that they understand it.
But let's go back to the reason that Tyler wasn't a good choice, or the reason councillor, and let me say, because we're missing a councillor as opposed to nine and an uneven number, there's eight, and when there's a tie loses, and that's what happened in this particular case. There was lots of talk about, new traditions and things like this and diversity and all that kind of stuff, Mayor. But, and I agree, and I had a discussion with Sean Kelly this morning on our sister station, that all that stuff is really important. And if you want to film, if you want to have an ad hoc committee to figure out how to get that cross-section of society to be part of politics, I'm all for it. I'll be on it. But in this particular case, where there is, not even use the word tradition, but use the word precedent to bring a truly viable individual and put him in that space for 16 or 18 months until the next election, when there seems to be, and listen, I think there is, because I have never received the amount of emails and letters about a topic than this particular issue since Monday, and I've been doing the show a long time. I don't know why it wasn't the right thing to do to put him in and then focus on getting that female cross-section, that LGBTQ cross-section, that diversity cross-section in for the next election. I don't understand it, and with all respect, to me, it was the wrong thing to do.
Well, Well, and that's fine, Lauren, and you certainly have your opinion. And I know you watched the council proceedings and you heard all eight of us discuss why we were voting the way we did. And, you know, everybody had good points. But at the end of the day, we have to make a decision. If you're asking me, and I will only speak for myself, if you're asking me why I voted not to accept Tyler Alsop for that position, is because I believe that we should not only have one female on Belleville City Council. There is also a tradition that goes back 40-plus years, since 1978, that we've had more than one female on Belleville City Council. Alderman Gene Smith was the last person to be on a council with one female. You know, certainly before that, there were councils with zero females. And so when I spoke to residents, both those who were advocating for the tradition of appointing the follow-up, but also other individuals and organizations who were advocating for the fact that, you know, we need to ensure that there's more diversity on Belleville City Council, and then having 11% of city council represented when women comprise 52% of the population, I didn't think that was acceptable. And that's how I voted, and that's why I voted, and
okay,
I'm prepared to be accountable for that. You can ask everyone else why they voted on their own. I didn't tell anyone what to do or how to vote. You know, my job is to figure out what happens afterwards, and the part of what happens afterwards is if Tyler Alsop was unsuccessful in getting that position, what is the path for the city of Belleville moving on? Because that's where we are today. And so, you know, the committee process, I spoke to all members of council, and I said, in the event that we don't have enough votes to get Tyler Alsop into this position, what do we do then?
But Mayor, clearly this was pre-planned. You had a list of people. You knew Tyler wasn't going to get this. You had a list of people ready to go seconds after.
You know,
after.
Lauren, this is one of the things, Lauren, I think that, you know, I know you have an opinion on this,
yeah.
And then you want to also make sure that all the facts line up to your opinion.
So give me the facts.
Lauren, I was prepared for both possibilities. If Tyler was selected, I had already spoken to him. I had a meeting with him to find out if he was willing to serve. He said he was. And then we had already made decisions on times within the city for how to swear him in, the orientation process, etc. But also, as the person under the Municipal Act that is required to provide leadership to the city council, I also had to plan for plan B in case he wasn't accepted. And that was the issue. So we had a vote on Tyler. He wasn't chosen. What did you expect council to do then? I know you didn't like the decision, but it was made. City council as a group did not select him. So the process that we now have to look at is what happens next. Did you want, myself or Councillor Millette or Councillor Kelly or Councillor Carr to start making nominations off the floor of people who hadn't indicated to us whether or not they were willing to serve in the role and go through it one by one and have them defeated? Or in this case, we're striking a committee to go through a selection process and to make a recommendation to council in the future. I gave all members of council an opportunity to provide input. And every individual that was suggested to me by councillors is on the committee. There were four councillors that chose not to provide any input whatsoever. So, you know, we still have to move forward. That's the reality of this. And unfortunately, none of us want to be here because we didn't want to see Pat leave. But we are, and now we have to make these decisions.
What about the fact, and what about the fact, I know there was two choices. It looks awfully questionable, I guess is a word that, I mean, a lot of people are saying that this may be something in place to ensure that, you know, Tyler may not have had your best interests in mind when getting your agenda through, and this is a way for you to control the way council goes forward. What do you have to say to that accusation?
Well, I think, you know, that's an easy allegation for people to make who don't want to actually consider the facts. And again, that don't want to have the facts get in the way of their opinion. It doesn't matter to me who is going to be the candidate. I don't know who it is. I don't have any one that I'm recommending to fill that role. I will be contacting people that I'll ask to apply. But certainly, you know, it doesn't matter to me who's on there. I will work with whoever is there. Tyler Alsop did say that he was going to work, and I have no concerns about having an opportunity to work with him, just like I do with other counselors. You know, for me, this was an issue of gender and representation and representing people who were underrepresented on city council. Now, I know that's not the case for everybody, and so be it, but that's the facts that are there. You know, people that suggest that counselors are doing what I'm telling them are being very disrespectful to those people, because I can tell you, Lauren, I have not told any counselor any time what to do. We have conversations, we talk, we exchange our ideas, and we make things better. Let me give you an example about this ad hoc committee that I was looking and saying, you know, we're not going to find a way forward if Tyler is not the choice by nominating people from the floor of the council chamber. We need to open this up. And if it's not going to be Tyler Alsop, who should it be? So we've worked on these terms of reference or whatnot. When I first started off, I thought that we, you know, again, my personal opinion is we should have a female candidate, and we received a legal opinion which said that we could say that we want to fill the spot with a female because of the direction that the Ministry of Municipal Affairs gives us from a social point of view to reflect the community. I wanted 5, and I wanted them all to be female. And through my discussion with my colleagues, the committee was increased to 7. It was increased to allow anyone to apply, not just females, but anyone. And there are males on the committee as well. So, you know, to say that this was something that is my way or the highway, again, I think it's a lazy way to deal with the fact that people don't want to look at the issues here. They want to just get over the fact that, you know, Tyler Alsop was their choice, and he was the only choice they want to make. And that's fine for people who don't sit around the council table. But our job now is since the decision is made, what do we do moving forward?
Okay, but isn't the job of the council in many occasions to listen to what the people want? The councilors and the mayor are representative of the population at large. And when you have such a vocal outcry of people who think that the next in line should be put up there, especially when the next in line is what seems to be quite a respectful and viable and articulate candidate who had almost 4,000 votes, shouldn't that be listened to by the council and really thought about? I mean, hindsight, is this not a mistake?
Well, Lauren, I think that your point, if you watch the deliberations of council, all of those opinions were shared around the table.
No, I know they were.
As a whole, city council heard other opinions as well. And in the end, we made a decision. And we made a decision as a group, and we're moving forward. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, social media and input, it's really hard as an elected member in any level of office. Because, you know, for example, the record amount of correspondence I've ever received was this spring during the Black Lives Matter issues and some controversy we had here in Belleville with the Belleville Police Service. You know, literally thousands of emails that I've received and phone calls and, you know, threats and whatnot. And, you know, should we have defunded the police service here in Belleville because we had a large number of people who contacted us? You know, these are things that we have to consider, but at the end of the day, we make the best decisions we can. We recognize that not everyone's going to agree with them, but that's what being in a free and democratic society is. Now, Lauren, you have an opinion, and you have a right to that opinion, and you can share it, and you actually have a platform as well. But when you allow the perpetuation of complete untruths, like, for example, that, you know, this was my decision and I plan this when I'm just doing my job, it does a disservice to the whole level of political discourse. If we had had on Monday a vote on Tyler Alsop that, again, failed the way it did, and then everything broke down and we had no path forward, you'd be the first person to criticize me and say, well, you knew this could have happened. Why didn't you do anything about it?
My opinion is there was a way to put this forward. It was you know, the kind of the common sense way. I just don't understand why council didn't take the common sense way and then think about changing things or trying to get people involved in the,
well, Lauren,
in the next
I would
thing.
Disrespect you.
Okay, that's fine. That's
you.
Great.
I would disagree with you. You do know why council made the decision. You just don't agree with it. And you didn't agree with all the opinions, which happens, you know, regularly. But you have, like, again, this is a deeper issue than just about Tyler Alsop. If your opinion is that the runner-up in an election should automatically go on council if there's a vacancy, then you have to adjust yourself for the fact the Municipal Act doesn't call for that.
So okay,
very
so
clearly, that's not in the Municipal Act.
Let me ask
there.
You this question,
but
Mayor.
But secondly, let me finish on this,
okay.
Please, Lauren.
Sure.
In 2010, I ran for mayor, and I lost by quite a margin. What if Mr. Ellis would not have been able to complete his term? Would you have been advocating that I would have been allowed to step in and finish his term? Because I was the runner-up, I finished second.
Well,
what about in 2010 in Quincy West, when John Williams was almost acclaimed as the candidate for mayor, and then Claude Deleuze inserted himself in the last minute, almost as a nuisance candidate,
mm-hmm.
So there were only two on the ballot, and if Mr. Williams couldn't have finished that term, would you have said that it was appropriate for Mr. Deleuze to be added to council?
Well,
or to be the mayor?
The first thing I would do is find out what the precedent is for that situation and then look at the people who are involved. So, if something happened to Mayor Panchuk and the precedent was, or sorry, Mayor Ellis, and the precedent was to put the next person in, I would clearly say that you should have been the mayor.
The next precedent is you appoint the runner-up, Lauren. You know,
no, but
there.
But what I'm saying, Lauren,
I would not have been a good mayor in 2010. Plus, you would have come into a hostile council where now you are trying to change your. You know, I campaigned on something in 2010, and the voters clearly said something else when they selected their mayor and council. So these are all the things that we have to think about. And again, I know. Sometimes, Lauren, one of the issues I find when we're dealing with you is that you don't want to get really deep into the issue. You have your high-level understanding that fits into the 10 or 20-minute segments or sometimes an hour-long segment.
Not true.
But there's much more to this than just you know, this is the way we've always done it. You know, again, did you listen to the comments made by Equal Voice, that national, multi-partisan, not-for-profit organization, talking about how we should go about doing this? Did you listen to the comments made by the Hastings and Prince Edward Business and Professional Women's Association?
I sure did.
Both of those organizations representing thousands of women
yes,
in our community.
Absolutely.
And their recommendation was not to follow your advice.
But this is not about me. I'm a talk show host. This is about what you people did around the table. None of this should ever be about me. My job is to give opinion and ask you questions and so on and so forth. So I am not running for anything, and I don't expect to be put in anything. I expect that people who deserve something or fairness to happen or transparency to happen. I'm not saying you're not being transparent on this. I think you are. But what I'm saying here is that you brought up the very fringe candidate with John Williams. Well, that's one story. But Tyler Alsop is not a fringe candidate. And another thing I'm going to say, and this has nothing to do with you, but when counselors stand up and say that somebody is not ready or they don't think they're prepared or they don't understand what the role is after they've been sent a letter, Mayor, that's not very good politics either. And I don't expect you to speak for those people, but it creates a sense of untruth. And
yeah, well, you know, Lauren, and like there were some unhelpful comments said on all sides of the debate on Monday. And, you know, from time to time that happens on other council meetings, you know, but if there's one thing, we've never had more transparency and an opportunity to have our opinions known as members of council. I've never stopped people from being able to say their piece. You know, at the end of the day, you know, all councillors have to be working towards trying to make things better. I have always been accessible. You know, some counselors take advantage of coming and speaking to me and get my perspective, and some counselors certainly don't. In this case here, I said, let's, in the event that Tyler does not have the support of council, what do we do then? And I gave all members of council an opportunity to have input, and four of them said they didn't want to whatsoever. You know, I can read you the text where they said, you know, no, thank you. I don't want to provide that input now and whatnot. And then, again, what did we do afterwards when the decision was made on Monday? Because it was going to go either one way or the other. Then we've got to move forward. And part of my job as the mayor, just like any mayor in Ontario, is to provide a path, provide options on a path moving forward. And that's what we've done. At the end of the day, it will be the decision of council who will fill the vacancy. There is a committee now that's being struck that will consider applications from anyone in the city who wants to move forward, who wants to apply for the position, and then we will move forward when that decision's made sometime in January before the 22nd.
Let me ask you, so are you essentially saying, I know anybody can apply, but should only women or visible minorities or members of a different sexual orientation apply, in your opinion?
Well, anyone who is qualified to hold the office, and so that means you have to be a resident or a property owner in the city of Belleville. You cannot be ineligible. So, for example, you can't be another elected official at a different level. You know, that information is on the website. Anyone can apply if they're over the age of 18 and whatnot. But the committee may have regard for the applicants that reflect different demographic distributions of the city that are not represented on council. And they may be females or people that identify as non-binary, or they may also have other diversity qualities such as sexual orientation, Aboriginal status, race, and or disability. Everyone is welcome to apply, and the committee will go through and they will decide how to make a recommendation to council. And I don't know who that person is. I don't know who's going to apply. I can tell you that to this point, I have not had a single conversation with anyone that I have encouraged to apply for the position. I've had conversations with people to say, if we had to strike a committee, would you be willing to serve in it? And I think we have an excellent committee of people to consider these applications. And it's really a disservice to them as well to suggest that they are being told what to do and how to choose what people are calling a chosen candidate. You know, again, that's just saying that I don't have an ability I don't want to talk about it because I didn't get my way with Tyler Allstop, so therefore I'm not willing to consider anything moving forward. The reality is council doesn't have that luxury now. We've made a decision on Tyler Allstop, and now we have to decide how we're going to move forward. And, do you have a problem with the people that were recommended for the committee?
Personally?
They're all very good people.
No, they're of course they're good people. I understand John Ross Parks is not going to be on the committee.
Yeah, but we will have a representative of the Belleville Pride committee. It was really important for us to have that perspective as part of the consideration of potential candidates.
It seems to me, Mayor Panchuk, that Tyler, in many ways, has been, kicked off this list for being a white guy in his late 20s, and not a female. And doesn't that, at the end of the day, dilute the people who really are passionate and want to serve on council? You mentioned in 2010 you don't think you would have been a good mayor. Maybe in 2030, Tyler Allstop has the potential to be an incredible leader. But it seems, again, I hate to keep focusing on this, and I know we've moved along, but you guys are not giving him the chance.
Well, again, you heard you watched the meeting. I addressed my reasons for not supporting him. I've got nothing against Tyler. And to me, again, it didn't matter what Tyler would come to the table. He promised that he would, you know, be open to considering what was best for the city. And I believe him and I trust him and I would have worked with him on that. But having one out of nine being a female, it was unacceptable to me. And it was based on the feedback that I was receiving. And when I spoke about what resonated with me when I made that decision. So again, I know you disagree with it, and I respect your opinion, and I hope you understand that I gave considerable consideration to this, and I voted the way that I felt was appropriate. Moving forward, anyone who is eligible can apply for the position. You know, again, my reasoning for not supporting Tyler was because I wanted to, I will be supporting a female for the position. But I don't know what the recommendation from the committee is going to be, and we'll have to see when that comes forward. But right now, anyone can apply, and I encourage people to. There's information on the City of Belleville website, which has the 2018 Ministry of Municipal Affairs handbook for what's involved in being a city councillor, as well as the bylaw that outlines the compensation and the benefits, and there's an application form. And certainly anyone interested in applying can contact any of the existing councillors to find out what's involved. But council made a decision as a group on Monday, and we need to move forward with it.
Well, I'm going to say this with all due respect, Mayor Panchuk, that it's like when a big corporation knows that they who or what or what they want to hire, but they still have to put that they still have to put that job ad out into the general public. I think it's quite clear that if Tyler Alsop wasn't picked, then any other male is probably kind of just screwed on this one. But listen, I know what the Municipal Act has to say. And before we let you go, what about a bylaw that is going to handle this type of situation in the future so all this discussion doesn't happen? Is that a possibility? And we know that in 3, 4, 5 months, in 2 weeks, who knows, that Councillor Williams could resign as well, and we could be right back into this situation. Yeah.
Listen, I have no objection to that. I consider it. There are implications, obviously. This doesn't happen very often. You know, it's been since 2006, 14 years since the last time it happened, and it's happened just a handful of times in the history of Belleville. And you know, we've had 76 mayors more than 76 mayors and councils in that time. So it is unusual, and we typically don't make laws for something that's a one-off. Now, that being said, there have been other municipalities in Ontario that have lost councillors due either to resignation or to, unfortunately, to death. And they followed the same process that we're following now. And they made different decisions, but it's still the same process. And we'll move forward. But, you know, again, I think the comment about the big corporations and having this all be predetermined, like, that's really a lazy an opinion, because it doesn't match up with your view of the facts. Again, I think it's really disrespectful to the people that have agreed to serve on this ad hoc committee to say to them that they are going to be told what to do.
Nobody's going to.
These are very accomplished and professional people, Lauren.
Mitch, nobody's been told what to do. I get it, but I understand the whole reason.
You're saying now, Lauren, that it's a predetermined outcome.
No, I'm saying that it's going to be. It's not going to be a guy. That's what I'm saying.
It may be. I don't know.
If a middle-aged white man ends up being on that council in that seat, I will write a check to a charity for whatever, because there is no way. You know it and I know it, Mitch. Honestly, come on.
Listen, Lauren, I have no predetermined candidate. You know, and
I'm not saying you do.
No, but you are. You're saying this is all being decided. It hasn't been decided. Again, anybody can apply. And the committee will consider it and make a recommendation to us. These people would not have agreed to serve on the committee if they were told what they had to do. And that's where your comments are a little bit reckless, because you're impacting their reputations.
I'm not trying to impact their reputations.
I just understand how politics work. That they've agreed to be part of.
I know how politics work, Mr. Mayor. Mitch, thank you for your time today. It's coming up to the end of the hour. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you very much, and best wishes to everybody.
That is the mayor of Belleville, Mitch Panchuk.